Susan Sarandon leads protest against Squadetoc's office. We are losing hope you won't get Medicare for All. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 29, 2021. Oscar-winning actress and left-wing activist Susan Sarandon helped lead a protest against Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, the squad of far-left Democratic lawmakers, stating, "We're losing hope here that you represent us. I'm here to say to the squad, and especially Oc, who, you know, did make a lot of promises, that we still have faith in you. And we would like to see if you have a better plan than we've been able to see. Please share it," said Sarandon, according to a report by Independent. The actress, who went on to say that she's starting to lose hope that Ocasio-Cortez represents her district, was speaking at an event advertised as a Medicare for All rally, outside the Congresswoman's Bronx office. "If there's a pathway that you've got that we're not aware of, please share it, because we're losing hope here that you represent us," Sarandon continued. "It's so difficult for people that are independent to get elected in the first place. And then to see the very people that sponsored the bill not stand up for it, is very disheartening." Sarandon and other protesters were demanding that Ocasio-Cortez call on Biden to declare a pandemic public health emergency and expand Medicare to every American using Section 1881A of the Social Security Act, according to the ActionNetwork.org event page. The protesters also demanded that Ocasio-Cortez use every legislative tool available to pass Medicare for All in Congress, as well as her huge social media followings, ability to get press, and celebrity to organize direct actions for Medicare for All. Rep. Ocasio-Cortez is not the only lawmaker that Sarandon is upset with. Earlier this year, the actress called out President Joe Biden and other Democrat leaders over their failure to make good on their campaign promises to deliver $2,000 stimulus checks to Americans hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic. "Where are the $2,000 checks you promised?" Sarandon demanded, adding, "If voters feel like Dems are pulling a bait and switch, don't be surprised when they don't show up in 2022 or 2024. Earlier on Wednesday, Sarandon joined and addressed coal miners striking against Alabama's Warrior Met Coal in front of the Manhattan office of investment management corporation BlackRock. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.